Triple Six ABC Canberra, on air, online and on the ABC Radio app.
I really wanted to look at whether or not there was actually a problem with interruption and whether or not it was gendered, because it was upsetting me what I was seeing in Senate estimates, which I was just watching casually, and I was wondering whether these were valid feelings or if I was just exaggerating.
Or getting overly emotional and all those sorts of word terms that are thrown around. Yeah, yeah.
Typical woman thing to do, to get emotional. So I had a look and I thought, I'll take a statistical approach, I'll code the proceedings, I'll listen and go through the Hansards and see what the statistics say.
I love this scientific measurement and method approach to trying to figure it out. Was it quite difficult to set up that method, actually, to be really objective?
Well, it's actually been done quite a few times in other governments. So I had quite a strong coding framework to work off that had been used in the Swedish,
Great.
English and American government to analyse interruption.
So how many hours of Senate estimates or proceedings did you have to sit through to get this statistically significant series of results?
Well, I tried to spread my data out over 10 years and look at different portfolios.
Oh, wow.
but it was a lot of hours. Each estimate, I looked at about 7 hours of each, which was around 100 to 200 pages of Hansard, depending on which portfolio I was looking at. And there was, yes, quite a lot of data to look at, and it took quite a bit of time.
So what are the clear or key results that have come out of this work?
I think for me, the most shocking was there's a big idea that once you get to 30% of a female representation, that women will have an easier time. And my results actually showed that it became quite a bit more difficult for women at around 30%, that they had the best experience in male-dominated or female-dominated panels. And for me, women interrupted more, but they were interrupted the most and interrupted negatively. When women interrupted, they did it in defence of other senators or witnesses, or they did it to positively reinforce what was being said, whereas when men interrupted, three-quarters of interruptions were negative, credibility or authority attacks.
So are we talking speaking over someone here, a bit of byplay between, I don't know, fellow senators, witness and senator? What sort of clear interactions were you seeing and then terming as interruptions?
Sure. Well, I mean, Parliament and government and the Senate is adversarial, so you are going to have some over-talk. You're going to have, you know, some interruption. I mean, even just then, you agreeing with me, some people would count that as an interruption, but we say that is a positive interruption. So we do code that, but it's coded as positive. What I'm talking about is when Penny Wong is meowed at, for instance. That's an emotional or unreasonable interruption. So there, it was coded, all the negative ones were split into different categories. There were challenges. Challenges were asking someone, for instance, they might be signalled by, with all due respect. There were direct disagreements, which are just saying that someone is categorically wrong. There were asks for empirical information, so asking someone to back up what they had said with facts, which women were asked overwhelmingly more than men.
Oh, okay.
93% of empirical requests went to women.
Wow.
There's emotional or irrational accusations to saying that someone is being irrational or emotional, which overwhelmingly also went to women. And there's repeated questions, which kind of makes someone look as if they either don't know what they're speaking about or if they are being deceitful in their response.
Mm. One result that also stood out to me from some of this work you've done, Joanna, is of 311 interruptions that questioned a speaker's authority or credibility, 213 were directed towards women. That's 2 in 3 where women are the clear minority of representatives in the Senate.
Exactly. And I mean, this is the thing. You've got women trying their best, and this is why it's important. You have a speech floor and it acts as an economy in the Senate. Everyone's trying to do their job. But if women are constantly battling against having their authority and credibility questioned, they cannot work in the same way that their male counterparts can.
So Do you anticipate this as a message with statistical evidence to back it up that will still be hard to stomach, especially for some men?
Well, I think there is a tendency for, and this is really important, for men to say, oh, well, we get interrupted too. And no one is disagreeing with that, but it's the kind of interruption, it's the nature of interruption. And I think it's so easy, you know, to say, oh, it's not important, it's such a small thing, but speech is the fabric of our society and the fabric of how we interact. So it is incredibly important. And without the acknowledgement that the way you respond to an interruption or the way that you respond to a witness or another senator, then there can't be any progress.
About to begin her PhD, Joanna Richards, student at the University of Canberra, listened through proceedings, countless proceedings of the Australian Senate. She wanted to figure out how many interruptions, objections occurred in women compared to men. Overwhelmingly, her figures have shown that women get interrupted more often and get their authority questioned more often, despite them being a minority in the Senate chamber and in estimates. Adam Shirley with you on Drive, 23 past 5, 26 degrees in town, slow on Parks Way near the Acton Tunnel at the moment, traffic-wise. It strikes me this might be pretty useful information to pass on to our politicians, Joanna. What do you plan to do with this research?
Well, I'm looking at just furthering the sexism aspect of the study a little bit more and then looking to get it published so that other researchers can also work harder on this discourse kind of approach to Parliament. But I also think that my aim when I was writing it was to really kind of legitimise feelings that women might have in government when they're being interrupted. And that's why it was so important for me to take a quantitative approach, because you can't really argue with statistics, and this allowed women to legitimise their feelings if they were feeling they were being interrupted.
At the end of it, you may have had mixed feelings. Tell me if that's true or not, given you did find a clear result. It was perhaps what you suspected, but not a good positive result in that way.
Oh, I mean, when I first, because I worked with a set of hypotheses, and when I first came up with those, I was thinking, oh, these are a little exaggerated. There's no way that I will get these results, but it's an interesting starting point. So, you know, as a researcher, every time a hypothesis was confirmed, I was excited from that aspect. But as a woman, I was pretty mortified. Because it's not a result you want to confirm. I was really hoping to disprove a lot of what I had set out.
Fascinating to get those results and clearly, statistically, some conclusions that should be taken note of. I appreciate your time today, Ms. Richards. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
666 ABC Canberra, on air, online and on the ABC Radio app.